lórí òkè ọ̀ṣọ́bà presidential hilton abeokuta lakalẹ̀ sí ak sport ó yá nìṣó níbẹ̀.
Broadcasting worldwide, the latest hits and the greatest memories. Fresh. 107.9 FM. Listen via freshfmnigeria.com or download Fresh 107.9 FM on Play Store.
In my lifetime, people have to die for them be like too. Everybody no go like them, they no go like them. I wanna be me, don't wanna be like you. Some of them they want to go on body. Where them they when I be nobody. If I talk truth, them I come for me. But if them talk truth, they want my company. They want my company. Big love to mama, she raised the man, a young king. And blessings to friends that hold me down for loving me. More life to the fans, you changed my life. Yeah, shit. And big ups to me, I never give up. I just wanna win, win. In this life of sin, sin. Every other day I gotta win. Win so hard I make a sin. I'm up, I just wanna win, win. While I cook on me, me. Every other day I gotta win. Win so hard I make a sin. Win, win. Waiting no killing me, better never come back. Suffer, almost see my throwback. Winning so sweet, I'm not tryna lose. Don't wanna go down, no more, I refuse. I head, I they run my race, I give them gap, but they still they chase, Win a man, make you give me space, Win a man. Big love to mama, she raised the man, a young king. Blessings to friends that hold me down, loving me. More light to the fans, you changed my life. And big ups to me, I never give up. I just wanna win, win. In this life of sin, sin. Every other day I gotta win. Win so hard I make a sin. I'm up, I just wanna win, win. While I cook on me, me. Every other day I gotta win. Win so hard I make a sin. Win, win.
Tune here from Adekunle Gold. I dedicate this to mothers. They were celebrated yesterday. I'll talk about Mothering Sunday. Good morning. Welcome to Platform this beautiful Monday morning. It's the first day of Ramadan. We celebrated that earlier. And no other time to talk about electricity. Now that you have to wake up very early in the morning, you need more supply to stay up. And then you'd also need your refrigerators this time, so that's why this special package is for you this morning. It's 3 minutes past 10. Trust you are having an amazing Monday. Are you at work, or where are you? Or if you're still in the comfort of your homes, oh well, please stay glued to Fresh 107.9 FM. We'll bring to you the best of content in terms of news, current affairs, entertainment, and music every day and every time. My name is Emmanuel, okay? I welcome you to Platform this beautiful Monday morning, the 11th of March, 2024. I have two interesting personalities as guests this morning. Let me do a quick introduction of them. I have before the introduction, let me lay a quick background as to what our conversation this morning would be. Our Nigerians have been experiencing very low or abysmal power supply since December 2023, if I track correctly. And many things have been attributed to this at different levels. It's a combination of things, though, if we're very honest, from generation to transmission and down to distribution. But then, you know what electricity is. It's a concerted effort. Let me say this morning, just like we say in the media is a collaborative effort. Electricity is also a collaborative effort between the three various levels. So the Transmission Company of Nigeria, as well as the electricity distribution companies, have all blamed the situation on gas shortages leading to low allocation from the national grid. I recall when Bayo Adelabu, the Minister of Power, was speaking in February after a meeting with power stakeholders. He said we also addressed the indebtedness to GenCos by Nigeria Bulk Electricity Trading Company. So the issues are there. The manifest signs are that electricity supply is low across board. Beyond that, I also read another release yesterday from Busolami Tunwashe, who is the public relations officer for IBEDC, said low supply of gas to GenCos blamed vandalism and theft, particularly since the TCN towers were destroyed in May 2023 in Ogun State. Energy theft, 1,450 cases between January and February alone been recorded, and payment apathy on the part of customers. So there are many issues that we're going to unbundle this morning. But then, you know, you are the receiving end of it. I am also at the receiving end of it. So that's why we are having this conversation this beautiful Monday morning. With me in the studio, I have two interesting personalities, as I said earlier. I have Mr. Ayodeji Bada, Regional Communications Manager, Ibadan Electricity Distribution Company. It's a pleasure to have you on platform this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Manuel.
I also have Mr. Dapo Oyewusi, Network Planning and Design Engineer for Ibadan Electricity Distribution Company. It's a pleasure to have you.
Good morning, and we are saying Ramadan Mubarak to all our Muslim faithful.
Please do. Before we start anything, please supply electricity for our people this Ramadan. I noticed there's been an improvement, maybe on my end. I don't know if it's general, but I want you to give us insights into the current state of power supply in Ogun State.
Well, presently in Ogun State, we are praying for improvement, and gradually, I believe it's coming, but we are not yet there. Because presently at Ogun, we require nothing less than about 800 megawatts for everybody to have supply.
Monthly?
On a daily basis.
On a daily basis?
Yes. But unfortunately, previously before now, we are having probably 20, 25, 30, as the case might be. But in recent times, since December up till now, it has decreased to about 5 megawatts. 4, 7, just, you know, on the average of 5 on a daily basis. So indirectly, that's why it's very difficult to even give up most of our customers.
So you cannot give what you don't have.
Exactly. So, but, you know, whatever affects any part of the value chain, definitely it bounces back to us because we are the collection agent for the other members of the value chain. So definitely everybody pushes the blame to IBEDC. I said, no, you are the one collecting money, you are the one we know, so we don't want to know anything. But I'm hopeful that supply definitely is going to improve. From yesterday, there's a slight improvement, so we're praying it further improves so that at least we'll be able to serve all our customers better.
Okay, let me come to Mr. Oyewusi. I don't know if you have anything to add regards what the current state of electricity is, because this the consumers, they need it, businesses, enterprises, for private use. So sometimes when you talk about supply, it doesn't sit well with the end consumers.
Yeah, Emmanuel, you see, one thing is that we are in business as a traditional company. We are to sell, and if you don't sell, you can't get money from your customers. We are not even happy with the situation of things in Nigeria nowadays. Like you said, shortage of gas is what is causing the value chain to be moving slowly the way it was moving now. All of us, we are also in Nigeria. We are not living outside Nigeria. We are resident in one estate or location or the other, which this value chain also affected us as a citizen of Nigeria. But nevertheless, the issues is still that when GenCo is not generating due to low gas supply, but as of today, we felt the situation is getting better because the minister is on top of the situation in order to meet with the stakeholder so that they can supply the gas to all our generating stations so that we can have better. And we still believe that when we are approaching rainy season, especially you see, we are having the first rain in Nigeria and it's getting better. when the hydrogenco are coming up gradually. So the situation is getting better as of this morning. Yeah, like what my colleague just said, in Ogun region, we require nothing less than 300 megawatt to maintain the whole Ogun region. But presently, what they are giving is nothing to write home about. But we still believe that we are not there. We still get better very soon.
Now, one of the challenges observed is that while distribution companies are being owed, distribution companies in turn equally owe. I don't know whether IBDC is also defaulting in payment. You know the simple term, you know, Jewu, you understand?
Yeah, definitely. As a collection agent, just like I said the other time, once customers are not paying, definitely it's going to affect everybody. And likewise, it's affecting IBDC. Now, we might have a billing of probably 100 million, and it is through force or coercing that we are going to get about probably 40, 50 million back. And that alone cannot even pay up the market operator's bill. So indirectly, we are also indebted to the value chain. So that is why we are appealing to all our customers. Even if it is 2 hour supply you get, 3 hour supply you get, please endeavor to pay. Because if we are able to meet up with our old obligation, definitely there is bound to be improvement in supply. We will have the courage and the will to request for more. But when we are unable to pay for the little we are given, it's difficult to ask for more. So.
Okay, still unknowing. I read sometimes last week or so that the federal government is also owing, particularly ASUROC, owing the Abuja Distribution Company. I don't know if the state government is owing you here, or if government at all levels, let me not be specific, if government is owing you, because bulk of the consumption also goes to government.
Exactly. It is a general thing. Everybody is owing somebody, everybody is owing. So we have been held by all government establishments, both
federal,
the military,
state, and local,
paramilitary, state, local government. There are debts here and there. But you know, we want the satisfaction of most of our customers at times. But when we cannot accommodate anymore, that is when we resort to disconnection. But before it gets to that, that's why we always make an appeal. We dialogue, we have meetings. That's how do we settle this? How do we get out of this so that everybody will be okay? But as it is now, definitely, you know, Abuja did published the names of all debtors. Definitely, I know if there is no change, there are no changes there in Ogun, definitely we are also going to do the same.
You published the name of your debtors.
Exactly.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to a platform on Fresh 107.9 FM, and we're discussing updates on power distribution and electricity supply. And I have with me in the guest, Mr. Dakpo Oyewusi. I have with me as guest, Mr. Dakpo Oyewusi, Network Planning and Design Engineer for IBDC, and the Regional Communications Manager, Mr. Ayodeji Bada. You can watch us live on Facebook at Fresh 107.9 FM. That's our Facebook page at Fresh 107.9 FM. The studio lines are there for you to also be a part of the conversation. We'll unbundle some of the issues later on. 0813-355-3996 and 0701-352-9228. If you want to send us a message on WhatsApp, check us out at 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079. So send us your messages and we get to pick up the issues as you raise them. Then if you have specific questions from your region or from your area, now is the time for you to ask, so you can get right answers. Let's talk about vandalism and theft. According to reports read, and it's also a general problem that cuts across board, people steal cables, steal transformers. I saw one transformer moved overnight, and I wonder how possible is that? Steel cables and vandals even steal iron. A whole transmission tower is something heavy, and that's going down to vandalism will tell you how much damage has been done. Let's grab this quick call. We'll come back to that question. Okay, I lost that. So, you may please respond.
Yeah, thank you. You see, vandalism is a big menace that we need to join hands together to cope.
Apollo, would you please hold your thoughts? Okay. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Christopher. Okay, and the network engineer and brother. My name is Mr. Laura Jiro.
Thank you for joining us.
I want to thank you to platform and Fresh FM for this opportunity. Each time I listen to discos and all those that are connected to them talking about value chain and the naira and kobo of the energy industry of Nigeria, I have to be honest with you. The truth of the matter is it gets me annoyed. And I'm sorry, I can't find a better word to use than that. And the reason is that you cannot collect money revenue for a service that is badly done. That is one thing that will register in you people. If you say people are owing you, they will definitely owe you because your services are bad. And I will explain. The first question you need to answer is, how come people will owe you if they are unprepaid with them? Granted that some people are, you know, shortcutting whatever name you use. But if everybody shortcutting, everybody is owing you. We need to look into that. Still on that commercial, because before I go into technicals, there was a time everybody was on this Ajadudu black meter and at the point in time you're just doing rule of the thumb. You charge them based on certain criteria that you know. When you brought in the prepaid meter, you expected, you loaded the so-called unpaid bills onto the prepaid meter and now set your meter in a way that they cannot charge to their pocket. Certain things are accumulating and if you get to a stage where you have like 20,000 or so on the bill and they won't be able to pay and they won't be able to use electricity. That's why some people decided to shortcut. And you complain too much because they wanted to buy what they can afford to buy, but you have locked it in a way that they cannot do that. Meanwhile, a lot of the bills that you put on them were things that cannot be accounted for by you because they are full of the terms. That's on the commercial. So when you talk of people owing you, your services are the reason why people are with you. Your services are bad. You cannot get good return for a product that is bad. That is number one. On you technically, I'm happy that the network person is dead. When there are new areas, you don't build injection substation. People will need to extend from existing ones. And they will be the one that will lay their conductors themselves, whether at a 3 or 11. And they will lay their HT pole themselves. Look, don't ask me example. It abounds all over the place that I know. When they do that, and there are no new injections, as a technical person, you know what I'm talking about. Definitely there will be lower output. The voltage will come lower. Because there are new areas, and you are still depending on your injection substation that are there with maybe 7.5 or 15 MVA that already has been overloaded. Whereas if you bring in a new injection substation and you bring in maybe 7.5 power transformer, it's going to boost energy in that area. But you have not invested. You bought, I'm wrapping up. The second point is that they have not invested. That's what I'm trying to say. You are the one that will buy your conductor, you are the one that will buy your service line, you are the one that will do almost everything. But you say, no, you are not supposed to do it, but you are not doing it. And they live like in their area. Even their transformer, the distribution transformer in their area, people are the one buying the state government. They are not investing. And you want to reap money. These are the challenges. So don't bring the issue of naira and kobo to this issue. You are not doing your service, you are not investing. So you cannot reap anything, you are not investing. And that's the honest truth.
Thank you very much, and thank you for being a part of the program this morning. You too can join us in this conversation, 0813-355-3996, 0813-355-3996, at 0701-352-9228. On Facebook, Engineer Alex Irresistible says, good morning, my name is Alex from Olumori. They will always sweet mouth for us here on radio. I agree with reasons of the shortage of electricity, so tell us to endure with little light given. Why is the bill not reduced too? Once you know you don't really give us light as normal, then you should also decrease your estimated bill as well. Just fear God in everything you do.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Yeah, now this speaking from Abeokuta. From Abeokuta, Ishama to the side.
Go ahead, please.
Actually, I just tuned into the conversation, and I just know if you have actually addressed the issue of power outage here in Abeokuta. And if you have done that, I just tuned in. I don't know if Mr. Bala can actually talk about the power of the victim. Thank you. Yes.
We'll put it on to that. I think you should respond to the existing questions. We'll take some others later.
Well, thank you. My colleague will answer the technical
part.
But I just wonder that probably Mr. Abdulawal, probably it's been a while he has visited any of our offices. Even if we are having a standing of 200,000, we made the payment to be flexible for all our customers. Come into any of our offices, you are owing us. You have 5,000 you want to recharge, you just take about 20% of your outstanding from that money and use the remaining 80% to send energy to you so that you'll be able to, with convenience, at least even if you come with 2,000, you come 2,000 maybe three or four times a month. Exactly, installments with ease. So there is no how, accumulated debt of customers will be rising anymore. We have stopped that because we want comfort of all our customers. So that is that. And on the supply issue that they are saying, a lot of people will say because it is not the amount of hours that matters, but the quantity of supply used within that hour. At times when the supply is good, everybody postpone what they want to do. You might switch off your refrigerator. You might not even pump until probably when you just need it shortly. You wouldn't even hang on your clothes until when you're about going out. You just stretch it up and you wear it. But because the supply is not very good, the rate of consumption has rather everybody.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, the billing will almost be the same thing as when the supply was good. Because the consumption will be higher at that particular point. Everybody will want to do the same thing at the same time. So indirectly, that's why we have meters there to check, to control us. And we have capped units that the regulatory body gave us for those that are not having meters, so that you cannot bill them above this. Even if they consume more than that, you cannot bill more than this capped amount. So
he spoke about poor service generally. Now I think you should respond to that too.
I will take that one off.
Okay. Okay. Well, add it to the technical aspects.
Yeah. Let me just start from where my colleague stopped. The issue of the capping unit about the personal same message that the billing is not reduced. When we are talking about capping units, either it favor you customer or it favor IBDC. It's vice versa. So you can be using your consumption can be higher than what we are billing you. But all transformer has been metered. We are using that consumption on that meter to give bill. And on the issue of supply situation in Abeokuta, we have said that before. So the Olawale from Shabo, we will still repeat ourselves. But what engineer Lawa Jubri, because the way he sounded, you know that he knows about the intakes of what we are doing. Number one, he talked about prepaid meters. Prepaid meter can never resolve the issue of debt. We have some design that enter overdraft. You are using your prepaid meter and your meter did not stop until our revenue protection unit get to your house. They've just discovered that it's reading on negative. And when we multiply that negative with current tariff you are using, it means you are still owing. So prepaid meter cannot curb you from owing IBDC or any debt. So most of customers, they are on postpaid because not everybody can recharge before their service. So when we are talking about debt, it goes around. It's not talking about only poor service. The little we are giving you, if you are paying that little you are receiving, then we'll be able to invest. You can't expect our discos to invest when they are not having much profit. What everything is saying is about investment, but you can't invest in a very environment that is not friendly. Why I'm saying it's not friendly? People are vandalizing the towers without any cost. People are vandalizing transformers. They are vandalizing cables. And you want investors to invest when you are not making much profit. The landing cost of electricity is 56 naira or 40 kobo. And we are selling to Band E at the rate of 32 naira or 40 kobo. So it's not profitable for us to invest massively.
Wait, can you take that again? The landing cost is how much?
It's 56 naira 40 kobo.
56 naira 40 kobo.
And we are selling to Band D and Band E at the rate of 32 naira 40 kobo.
That's a 2 naira 40 kobo.
Look at,
so you're earning at like 24 naira loss.
So you want us to invest when people are not paying the little
now for emphasis sake, would you explain the bands and what they stand for?
Yeah, we group all our feeders like on band. Some are expected to use minimum hours 20 hours, that is band A. Some are expected to use 16 hours every day, that is band B. Why some are expected to use 12 hours per day, that is band C. Why we have band D and E at the minimum hour of 8 hours and 4 hours daily. It's just because for us
minimum of
8 to 4
okay,
hours.
I live in Ashero, yeah, and I am proud to say we are even band X. Because we don't have even up to 1 hour in a day.
Ashero, all our feeder has been migrated to band C. And when we are talking about band C, they are not even paying to the landed cost of electricity. They are paying for 53 naira, 50 kobo on band C. So look at the margin where we are running at loss. The former government are still subsidizing us.
But you receive subsidy, that's where I was coming to.
They are not subsidizing us financially. They are coming in the area of metering. They are coming in the area of metering to subsidize the discos. So that is what the government is doing. But now they are even withdraw their subsidy in issue of metering. That is why most of our customers are having issues on metering. But let me quickly talk about building injection substation. Most of the injection substation we have right now, they cannot be 100% our usage. We have tolerances on most of our injection substation, either 15 MVA injection substation, either 7.5 MVA injection substation. So what IBDC inherited from PACN, presently within our own franchise area, is still okay for our customers. But when he's talking about investment, if the investment can only come when you are making profit. IBDC is struggling to meet end means. As of today, is on news that government has even caused overhead costs in most of the discos because they expect all discos to pay 100% to MBET. So these are the issues. When you are talking about a private company, you want private company to do better, then it means the customer also must do better. Some are saying that they are giving them bill. I listened to some customers before we left office today that they are receiving bill when there is no supply. There's no how you can be at home 24 hours in a day. For example, now we are at the studio. I left my home, and when I got to the office, I checked my WhatsApp message that my feeder has been restored. I'm not at home. If I don't have prepaid meter at home, then my transformer is energized, and the meter on the transformer will be capturing the energy that is coming out from my transformer. It means if I don't have prepaid meter, I will surely get bill. Either I'm at home or I'm not at home. And majority of Nigerians, if you are not at home, most of our security lights, especially if you are not on prepaid, you will just own it like that. And you'll be saying that you don't have supply and they give you bill. But from our record, there's no how you will not have supply and they will give you bill. Thank you very much.
Interesting. The last caller spoke about Abeokuta environment generally. Says what is happening. And I'm asking that question because I know you also service Ibadan. And Ibadan has good electricity. Comparable. When we compare to Abeokuta, it's better. Then there's this message on Facebook coming from Mary Oladipo. Good morning, please. Shaje Adato Axis does not have regular light. Please help look into it. God bless you. And I'm adding Elega to that mix too.
Exactly. Shaje, Elega, Budeolude, Berekodo, and all the environments. Yes, they might not, because of the present situation, definitely we find it difficult to pick load of some areas. Just like I told you, if a feeder is having a minimum load demand of maybe 10 megawatts and I'm allocated 5, definitely 5 cannot pull the weight of 10. So indirectly, supply will be given to areas with minimal load demands. So that is why. So, but once in a while, when there is improvement, we put it on. But when, for the system not to collapse, definitely the TC and service, we have to go down this and this.
So is there an offense that these people have committed specially?
No, there is no offense.
To have been classified into such bands. I'm worried.
No, it's because of the load situation, the allocation. Once the allocation improves, just like that, a slight improvement this morning, like I told you, if it continues to improve like that, definitely we'll be able to pick the load of
They second class or lesser citizens?
You see, Manuel, we are not even the one that categorized them on band. It was done by our regulators. And based on the record they check our record in the past a year, the way we are giving them supply. If you have in stock energy, we can store the energy. When we have it today now, we just have to push it out. It's not something that you can just keep in a drum that because I don't like your face in your area, then I will not give you. Once you have it, you just have to push it out. Are you getting it? But if you don't have it, there's nothing we can do. They have their own limitations, which all of them, they are aware. The issue started maybe 5 years ago when we have overflowing of Ogun River. And all the cables that passes through the Ogun River has been reconducted. We mounted a tower at the both ends of the river. But paraventure, IBDC is expecting return on investment. Before we energize that place, we want to energize the week we are to energize that line that we did. Another 26 stations were vandalized along Black and White railway side. Then we now have alternative routes to give them supply via FUNAP, Mauko Assis Campus. So
from the back.
So that is where, and the line also, the line field is filled on FUNAP. So for us to satisfy the owners of the line, then we must have an alternative load shedding for them. So, but due to the post or supply situation now, that is what is affecting everybody generally. It's not that we don't like them or we just categorize them on.
So there's no offense that Adatan Shaje legal people have committed. Okay. Now, there's something I want us to look at, and that is the issue of consumption. We've discovered across board that with new devices being sold, consumption has reduced. I recall growing up, we used to have 200 watt bulbs, those yellow bulbs, but the white bulbs we have nowadays consume lesser, maximum of 50 watts or less than that. There are some that are around 7 watts, very minimal wattage for those bulbs. Same for freezers. I recall the freezer my mom used to use back then. The moment you plug it, you will feel it in the. But now you see low consumption. So, has this not played a role in reducing the load we consume? And then I think you should also enlighten people on how to manage that load. So maybe we can have it and manage the little we have.
Yeah, thank you. The unfortunate thing is that not everybody keyed into using all those energy-saving bulbs. A lot of people are still using the incandescent yellow bulbs like that, so they still believe in that. But the consumption is higher. And even some in Nigeria, because of the economy, not everybody can afford all this refrigerator you're talking about. Everything that everybody wants is just this Tokumbo stuff. And all those Tokumbo stuffs, the coil and consumption is always very high. Mm. So even the TV, everything a lot of people are buying, not everybody can afford the new ones that we consume little or less energy. But one thing I observe is that we still don't know how to conserve energy in Nigeria, because I always advise our customers, use all these energy saving bulbs. Though it's expensive, but it's durable, because it lasts longer than all these incandescent bulbs. But a lot of people, because of the price, they prefer to buy that one because they are cheaper. So that's what they will go for. I want to use this video. Once you are in the sitting room, there is no need for you to put on your light in your bedroom and the toilet room. Even at times when you are in the sitting room, your TV, when your television is on, even the light of the TV is even enough illumination for you to use. And during the day, there is no need for switching on lights. Once you draw your curtains, light will come in and you can save all this loss of energy. Once your freezer is frozen, you can switch it off. Until when you feel it's defrozen again, then you switch it on. But everybody will just leave it on.
So what happens when there's no light by the time I want?
That's
to
what
it
I said.
Again.
When it's frozen, and you know you don't have to be opening your freezer up and on. It's not the refrigerator you open every now and then. But the freezer, you just have to freeze everything there and leave it locked. So for 2-3 days at times, it will still be frozen like that once you are not opening up and down as you should. So with this, if you are able to conserve all the energy like this, definitely if you notice, a lot of estates that are even using meter, when you pass through the area at night, you believe there is no supply, because not everybody is using their security light anymore. Everybody is conserving their energy. At that you enter some street, you will not believe there is light. Is there light in this area? Because they've learned how to conserve their energy and manage it.
So we now do austerity measures with electricity.
Yeah, but the issue of the bulb we are even talking about, look at the gadgets we are using today. Well, I was in the church yesterday, and I counted the numbers of phones people brought to church to charge. It's even more, the phone outnumbered the people in the church, watching service. You see,
You are the one that brought us to that point.
You see, today, anywhere people see lights, they are on system, they are on phones, and they want to charge their power bank. So
we go around with chargers. It's sad.
Yeah, you see, and it still boils down on this consumption of a thing. And every day, like what Engineer Jubri said, expansion every day, people are erecting buildings and people are erecting factories. So still, the consumption is still getting higher than expected. And if you check our consumption on this band D and band E, once they have 2 hours, that 2 hours, the way they will plug all their gadgets, their load is even higher than the people that are on higher bands. Because on higher band, like where we are now, most of you, there's license yesterday, so most of the thing we will have put it off. Then you won't use your freezer, you won't use your present high-on at the same time. But they want to use washing machine, present high-on, they want to use a gas cooker at the same time. So it still boils down back on the value chain. So the only thing to resolve this issue is for everybody to embrace meter. We are doing our best to meter all our customers, but nevertheless, the government also is doing their best. That is why we encourage our customers to embrace MAP. MAP is about for them to pay, and their money will be refunded back as they are recharging in the space of time. Thank you.
Okay, let's come to corporate environments, just like this place. And beyond this, I've also witnessed it in a couple of businesses. There's the allegation or conspiracy that the first set of meters released are lesser consuming in compared to the last batch or the current batch. They believe that I have the old prepaid meter, the first batch, it consumes lesser, and that there's something that you tamper with inside that makes it consume, and they have to keep buying unit upon unit upon unit. I can attest to how much units we have to buy here and how regularly we have to come back to your office.
Thank God that you said
so, but some people, it's a conspiracy theory, and that's because I've not been able to prove it. But some people have meters, they consume a lot, they are corporate environment, but because they got their meters way back, they spend lesser compared to those of us who have new meters.
Like what you said, when you're talking about corporate environment, for example, now let's just talk about Benz 230 of olden days with the Benz of today. Look at the consumption. Look at the body. So innovation is...
So the new ones are supposed to consume lesser.
Innovation is coming on yearly. So what they produced 10 years back, which is obsolete now, IBDC is not the producer of the meters. We have companies that are producing meters, and they have their materials they are using for this production. We are talking about corporate environment. Corporate environments, because most of them, they've traveled out of country, they know how to manage their energies. But the meters they are giving, most of the meters are smart meters now. So if you don't learn how to manage your energy, you will felt that you are consuming much. For example, we conducted an integrity test in one house. And could you believe there was a leakage? The house was not properly heated. And there was a leakage in one of the sockets. We switched off everything. We discovered that the meter is still working. So when we now began to move around the house with a meter, we discovered that there's a leakage in this on that socket. Could you imagine? And the person is complaining that he's not using much. So when we now advise him that he should do something on this leakage, once the leakage stopped, then the meter stopped working. So these are the issues.
Now, can everybody afford that load audit you just did?
Everybody can do it. That is definitely, if you are not comfortable, that's one thing I want to say, that I want to disagree that one meter is running, the other is not, because I have a lot of people that will complain that the old meter is running. It is the new one that is functioning well. Some will say it's the new one.
So you get what I'm saying?
A lot of people have been saying that, but by the time you go for the energy audit, you discover that the heating system of the house might not be good. Some of the leakages like this. So that is why I said, when you are not comfortable with something, feel free to walk into any of our offices. Our technician will follow you down, check it out for you, and we will do the integrity test of the meter as well. And if since we have been having the complaints, none has been found wanting. None of the meters have been found wanting. It's just the consumption of the house that you need to manage, and then all the leakages that people don't take cognizance of. that, you know, waste their energy. So once you are able to do this, then definitely you will notice that the meters are they are good, their integrity is guaranteed.
For example, I went to somewhere to go and help them to check what is happening to their meters because they are having low
voltage. I think you helped us check this morning.
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
You see, because they are having low voltage, all this white bulb is not full, but there's light inside of it. And it's the meter is working. And I'll say that all this bulb, is it on? They say the bulb is off. I say no, there's light inside the bulb. So when we move closer to the bulb, we discover that there's energy inside the bulb. So it will still reflect on, and they left it on like that, believing that because it's not full, there's no energy on it. So it will still come down to the meter. So this is what we advise our customer to do. Check very well before you can pass your judgment on your meters.
Interesting times we live in. This is Platform on Fresh 107.9 FM. We're going for a break now. Please, I want to implore you. Now is not the time to fight IBDC officials or beat IBDC officials. If you do that, no, this is a serious matter. Anybody who tries that will face the full wrath of the law. We'll take this quick break. When we come back, we'll open the phone lines again. You get to be a part of it and ask more questions. Keep them coming on Facebook and on WhatsApp.
Oni Electronics Day, irorun de fun gbogbo eyin eyan wa. Oh yes, Oni Electronics. Ile ise t'Olorun fi sike wa. To ba donate electronics, ibudo kan soso kiki electronics niyan. Owo poku lo ba de. Be si re, original nanta ni be sa. And now, lawon electronic appliances lorisirisi. Bi television, refrigerator, freezer, radio tape lorisirisi. Plasma TV lorisirisi. Home theater, pressing iron, air condition, generator, washing machine. Abibili ati be be lo ta le ka ton. Ehn. Oni Electronics office won wa ni Sapon, Abeokuta, ni Greenhouse. Behind New Sapon Shopping Complex, opposite General Post Office. O send anybody there, be you near electronics, low where Nisha Pantio Mabe. Epi one, telephone 0803-350-6850. Abike 0706-917-3988. Oni Electronics, Oni Gangan Luni, Oni Luni Umage.
Step into a world of freshness and convenience at Old English Superstores and Bakery. Located in the heart of the Rock City, Abeokuta, Old English Superstores offers everything you need under one roof. From your groceries to household items, gift items, stationeries, and more. Are you looking for something to eat on the go? We've got a guaranteed to please selection of tasting foods. Our bakery produces a wide range of quality products, from freshly baked bread to mouth-watering pastries. If you are hosting an event, you can pre-order our delicious pastry products, including chicken pie, meat pie, mini pizza, hot dog, sausage, and more. We deliver to vendors, supermarkets, retail stores, food vendors who buy in large quantities and resell. You can register with us and we will supply you. And with our everyday low prices and commitment to customer service, you will wonder why you ever shopped anywhere else. Don't wait any longer. Visit Old English Superstore today at 65 Olusegun Osoba Road, Okeilewo, Ibara, Abeokuta, or simply call 0818-986-7372. Old English Superstores on every breakfast table.
Thank you for keeping faith and staying with us on Platform. You're listening to Fresh 107.9 FM in Abeokuta. The numbers to call this morning: 0813-355-3996 and 0701-352-9228. Good morning.
Good morning, I'm calling from Ghana.
Okay, talk to us, please.
Yeah, my greeting to the guest. I have two questions for him. Who is responsible for the procurement of a transformer and the internal transformer? Or is one also the installations? Because from what I've seen, ever since the organization have changed and from NEPA to the current, as a result of privatization, this community, and I know what I'm saying, I'm one of the CDA executives. We solicited there for the transformer from the state government, state governor, and the state government provided us with the transformer. And we raised the money to do the installation. And maybe a month after, the IPC began to come down to collect the money for the monthly bill. So that's my question. Who is responsible? Is it entity that must be solicited for help of the state government?
That's your first question. What's the second question?
The second question. What is responsible for this irregular power supply that we are witnessing? We cannot even call that of an irregular. It is asthma. We never have it so worse like this. For 3 weeks, if they will only change, blink it maybe for once, for 3 weeks. So that's my question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. 0813-355-3996 and 0701-352-9228. If you prefer WhatsApp, 0815-432-1079. Let me read some of the messages we have. Muti Olamilekan says, Mr. Okay, please help us. We in Oyeru, I'm not an IBDC officer, so I can't help you. I equally need help like you. We in, is it Oyeru? Oyeru is in Ijoku. Hardly have life, that's light. We only have light once in every 2 weeks at times. For the 2 weeks you might even get without any reason. IBDC has shown me shaggy since I've moved into Oyeru in Ijoku. In fact, they kill all the small-scale businesses. Many people have relocated back to Lagos despite using prepaid meter. No light. Muti Olamilekan says, we that even have meter, what did we have in return? Okay, it's the same person. Mary Oladipo says, Mr. Okay, can you ask what is the solution for the Shaje Elega Adaton light? Are we going to continue like this? On WhatsApp, got this message from Lawal Jibril, we called earlier. Those guys are confusing us with technicalities. How can you say you are waiting for profit to invest? If they upgrade through investments, there will be more energy to sell. They said they have migrated Ashero to Bansi. Emmanuel, when last did you have light simply in your house? If you're an estimated bill, they will keep on giving you bills on Bansi 12 hours a day, yet you're not having light of 12 minutes. Just like Akpabio told Fubara, if they're not making profits, let them hand over their license. 0813-355-3996 or 0701-352-9228. Around me here, some questions came up. We've not had light in Idiaba more than four times in the last 2 months. Kilo Shele. This one comes with an accusation. Perhaps I read it out. When I don't collect money from fuel station owners, ni, that's as received. You respond to that. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning. Tell me your name.
Yeah, my name is Olan Iwaju Oladipupo. I'm calling from Adigbe.
Talk to us, please.
Yeah. I booked for meter. They came to fix the meter that when light comes, it will be okay. And the meter wasn't okay. I went back to Diori to complain. They came back to carry the meter for the past month. They didn't do anything. I went there last week. They said they want to repair it and that I need to collect bills before they will give me another meter, that I need to buy another meter. I want Oga to please say something about this.
You have damaged meter?
Yes, that I have not used even for a second.
Okay, okay. So I think you should respond to that and group it to those who have used their meters for a while and is now damaged.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Mr. Olariwaju, I will implore you to please visit Idiori office, and when you get there, ask for the business manager, because you paid for the meter and you have not even used it before, so it has to be returned to the factory and they will replace it. It has to be replaced. Your meter has to be ready. You don't have to pay for another one because it has not been used. If probably you have used it and the damage is from you, definitely you know you have to be responsible for it. But because you have not used it, it has to be replaced for you. So ask for the business manager.
How can the damage be from him? The meter is fixed in a place that you likely cannot tamper with.
At times, the load demand, you know, there are some buildings that the load demand of the building is more than the single-phase meter.
Okay.
And they would do request for a single-phase meter. So when they load, you get burnt. So issues like that, you'll be responsible for the replacement.
Okay.
But once you have not used it at all, definitely it has to be replaced. So please, see the business manager at Idiori, and I'm very sure there will be a solution to that. And other people that are having challenges with their meters, I've always appealed, please don't call electrician or a technician or anybody to touch these meters. Once you have an issue, contact we have IMOs that will come around and fix your meters for you. They are the only one legalized to touch the meters. Once somebody else touches it, you are going to be fined for energy theft. That means you tampered with the meter illegally and you are going to be fined. Please, when you have challenges, whatever the case might be, please contact our officials.
What if somebody has touched it and they want to repent? Is there amnesty?
There is no amnesty. That's why we say when there are issues.
So, you think people will now come out?
No, because you'll be unable to. You know, there are tamper proof on all those meters. Is there, if you break the seal, it will enter into tamper code.
Okay.
It will lock up itself. So that's why we have smart meters. The moment somebody tampers with it, it's going to switch off. It's automatically. So once we know, you know somebody touched it, this that's meter. Why it tripped off.
Okay.
Then you are going to tell me, what are you looking for? What are you doing there? Why did it trip off? So
okay, let's grab more.
So,
good morning. You respond. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning. Tell me your name and where you're calling from and go straight to your message.
I'm calling from before. My name is Please, I want to know, if one wants to, I'm giving a bill that I don't think should be given to me. Because in my area, we do shift light. One day on, one day off, because of our transformer. So at times, we might not have light for 2 weeks, we might not have light for just once in a week. And at the end of the month, I can be given 5,000 naira bill, or more than that at times. So is there any way I can stop billing, I can stop my bill till I'm able to get a transformer? I mean, if I'm able to get the same meter, what can I do to stop my billing so that I can raise money to get
Does that mean you will not be using electricity until you get meter?
Because of the billing, because of the what I'm given, I'm overcharged. At times you might not use it for weeks, and they will bring bill for us.
Okay, you get your response now. Thank you.
Okay, our friend that called from IFO, there's a way to stop your bill. You can write to the business manager that covers your area through your CRO, your team lead, or the service center of your area. But what you need to do is that you need to clear up the bill. You pay all what is on your bill. Then you do the photocopy, you write a letter, you state your reason why you want their bill to be stopped pending you get a meter. Once that is done, then we will attend to you. Someone called that time that who is responsible for installation of transformers and other facilities, overhead lines in communities. Even though in the days of NetPass, we have what we call public-private partnership. We have what we call public-private partnership. Anybody can come up and say that, okay, because you people, you company, you are not coming to our aid, then you want to buy our installations and do the installation. No matter what you do, you will still come there to inspect, and other regulators like NEMSA, they will come there also to inspect and satisfy your installation before you can be energized. You see, when we are talking about private company, we are not the owner of the electricity. We also we are buying from GEMCO through TCN. So whether you buy transformer, you do installations, we are not the owner of that product. So you need to pay for the service. Well, after you do the installation, you raise money for that. So the money for the service should not be too much. So and the Shaje Lega area that called that, are they going to be like this for life? No, we are seriously working on that as is. Sincerely, we've gotten approval from state stakeholders. We want to use alternative means in order to give them supply. I'm telling you, once this is done, they won't even be on Band E. We have our conclusion that we will move them to Band A or Band B, which they are going to use 16 or 20 hours per day. We've had a meeting with some CDC chairmen, and which they wrote to state government and they copied us too. And we are still working on that plan, and we believe that very soon that plan will materialize. So, and Mr. Oyero that called from Ijoku that there's no light.
No, that's his area.
In his area, Oyero area in Ijoku. Is a generic something. It's not only in Ogun region. When you go to Ibadan, when you go to Abuja, Lagos, I was in Lagos last week, it's everywhere. And we believe that soon everything we get, we'll get over this situation that we are facing now. Thank you.
Well, in addition to that, because just like Mr. Mutu, Mr. Jibril, Engineer Jibril, question, it's not that we are not investing. We are investing, but just like we said the other time, we have invested in all our injection substitutions. We have the capacity to pick all our customers once we have the energy. And like in Ifo, there is a project that has been completed, but we are just expecting improvement in the allocation for that thing to materialize, because we have invested on another feeder around that axis where customers can we improve supply to those axes that are having either load shedding, one day on, one day off thing that will be a thing of the past. But it's just because the allocation to give to that feeder is not available yet, and that is why it has not been energized. Once there is improvement in supply, definitely those axes, the complaint will be a thing of the past.
Okay, so do we have any areas with peculiar problems beyond the general problem? Because I keep seeing areas coming up, Idiaba, Kwari coming up. But then, I raise a question which I'm not sure you've responded to, and that is, Ibadan has better electricity than Ogun. I still wonder why.
No.
Because ask people who sell ice blocks. They are clustered around stadium, around places where there's constant supply. They've been out of power too, and people bring ice blocks from Ibadan to Abeokuta. I have that on good authority. There's also this message, Oyedele Oloyede ADBC says, good morning, thank you for a timely update. Please, who is distributing light for Mango, Jakpo Adigbe? Of course, IBEDC. For 3 weeks now, we have not had light. Businesses in the area are dying. They brought it this morning. Even before I got my phone charger, it was taken away. So also is Kolobo. Every soft drink seller has been out of sales. The point I bought since December is still on my meter. When we can't use what we have, how do we buy another one?
Okay, let me quickly answer your question before we move to Mr. Oyedele ADBC questions. You are saying that Ibadan is having supply more than Abeokuta.
Yes.
Well, Ibadan has some advantage ahead of Abeokuta, which also we are working with other stakeholders to have those privileges. In Abeokuta, we got our supply from Ikeja West, from Lagos, and the end of that 132 kV line is terminated at Abeokuta. But presently, we are working with other stakeholders in order for us to step down 330. We also want to have 330, 132 kV transmission station in Abeokuta. That is what can resolve all this issue that we are talking about. Ibadan has that privilege. They have 330, 132 kV transmission station at their end. Even though when you go to Oshogbo, you know that Oshogbo is even getting better light because they have all these facilities. But with that, Abeokuta, we are still doing better.
A time frame? That. Are you giving us a time frame to that?
Now, it's a big project which is going to be handled by the federal government. But
okay,
we just have to do all the necessary things and send paperwork to them.
Yeah. Mr. Bada, your parting shot for all consumers of electricity.
I just want to appeal to all our customers, because the challenges we are having now is a general thing. It is not that IBDC is keeping malice with any of our customers. They should please manage us for now, and once there is improvement in supply, definitely they are going to enjoy us better. And please don't harass or assault any of our officials. When you have issues with them, report them officially and they will be sanctioned appropriately.
I must thank you for your time this morning, Mr. Dakpo Yewusi, Network Planning and Design Engineer, IBEDC, and Mr. Ayodeji Ibada, Regional Communications Manager. This is the size of our offering this morning on platform. I'll see you on Wednesday, and Freshly Press will return tomorrow at 7. My name is Emmanuel Oke. Stay fit.
Fresh 107.9 FM Labe Oluma. One Boloke Lala. Egg Balawa. Lua Beuta.
Yay! Only Kalolege.